is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. Sorry for that weird pause. My name is Ariane, and I will be your host on this episode. My first story that I have of weird news is weird to me, is about a man that has had so many plastic surgeries because what he said is he wants to look like, you know, Disney princes. He always idolized Disney princesses, but not princesses, princes. Anyway, the media has dubbed him the human Ken doll. So, yeah. Question, have you ever thought about getting cosmetic surgery? My answer, this is a question for everybody out there. If you've ever thought about getting cosmetic surgery, or if you have, please let me know how it went. My answer is I've never really thought about getting cosmetic surgery, except, I guess having braces now is considered cosmetic. So I did get, it wasn't surgery, but I had cosmetics done because I had braces. So the only thing I ever wanted to change about myself was my teeth, because I had really, really crooked teeth growing up. Like, they were horrible. So when I turned 22 and I had saved enough money, I was able to get myself braces. But that's like the only cosmetics, like adjustments, I guess I would say, that I've ever had done. I've never had like cosmetic surgery or anything like that. I never really thought about wanting to get any. Even now, I don't think I want to because it just makes people look weird. But this man, his name is Rodrigo Alves. I hope I said his name right. But he's from Brazil. And he actually, currently, he lives in London because he went to school out in London. So he lives there now. But it's like I said, the media has dubbed him the human Ken doll. And I read this story because it kind of came up and it was showing the differences of what he looked like before he started all his surgeries and what he looks like now, which is a really significant difference. It's crazy. He was decent looking, you know, without it, but I guess he just wanted a change. He's been in the media for over a decade due to his cosmetic alterations to himself. And it's like I said, the media has dubbed him the human Ken doll. He is now 34 years old and has undergone over 50 cosmetic surgeries and countless amounts of other non-invasive procedures. Still cosmetic, but not surgeries. Still with a current total of it all costing over $500,000 he has spent on cosmetic surgery. That's a lot. I don't know if I would have spent $500,000 on cosmetic surgery, but to each his own, right? Anyway, Rodrigo, his first surgery was in 2004. He was 19 years old and he got this done in London. He was already in London going to school. He was 19 years old and the first thing he got was the classic nose job. Side note, he was not happy with this first nose job, so he went back and had it redone. So his first two were nose jobs, but he was 19 years old when he got his first cosmetic surgery procedure, being the nose job. So crazy. I can't even imagine. He did say that the story that I read, he said that he was always made fun of when he was growing up about his nose because people would tell him like, oh, it's so large, it goes wider when you smile. And then people in his family would make jokes about, oh, where'd you get your nose from? It doesn't look like anybody else is in a family, which we all have that in family and friends. But I guess he didn't really like that. And he kind of took it personal, which obviously they're talking about him and his body parts. So he was unhappy with his nose. So that's the first thing he chose to change. I am going to list off a few of his operations, and he's had a lot, like I said, over 50 cosmetic surgeries and countless amounts of other non-invasive procedures, but this is just a little short list. He's had liposuction in multiple areas of his body, several nose jobs. So the first two that he had more after that. Pec implants. He had a fake six pack done for himself, a calf shaping, hair implants, fat transfer to his booty, face, eye, and eyebrow lifts, multiple at that. He's had multiple face, eye, and eyebrow lifts. Ears. He had his ears pulled back. He had chin implants, lip injections to make his lips look fuller, and last on this, I guess, short list was skin behind his upper lip cut so his smile would be wider. Like, I don't know why you would want a wider smile, maybe so people can see the back of your teeth, I don't know, but yeah. Skin cut behind his upper lip so his smile would be wider. Don't ask me, people. I have no idea. Rodrigo says they like asked him, they like, what does he think? Like, and in this, he does look like the Ken doll. Okay. So he was at a shopping center and one of the pictures was him standing there next to the Ken doll and they look like just alike. The only difference that I could see is the cheekbones, and the Ken doll, I guess, like had this, like, I don't know, weird smirk or something, and his cheekbones look more sharp. And Rodrigo's, his are more rounded, but he was doing like a weird, like, suck your cheeks in kind of, like, you know how you make your face look, I don't know, but his cheekbones look more rounder in that. So one of the things that he hasn't got done, going back to the list, one of the things that he said he really wanted to get done, but he couldn't, was getting his eyes changed to, I think, like gray or blue. I don't know if you've all seen those surgeries where you can change the color of your eyes. I think the first person I seen had that done was, what's her name? T.I.'s wife, Tiny. Yeah, where she changed her eye color. But anyway, he went to, I think like Spain or something, and they said that his eyes were too small, and so they couldn't do the surgery. So he wears contacts for that. I'm pretty sure he wears contacts for that now. But anyway, that was like the one thing that he wasn't able to get done, was to change his eye colors, because his natural eye color is dark brown. But anyway, Rodrigo said that he thinks of himself as a confident person. And he is very proud of the way he looks now, which he does look exactly like the Ken doll, which is kind of freaky because his skin is so like smooth and almost perfect. Okay, so last night I watched a movie called Surrogates with Bruce Willis. And the story of Surrogates is, you know, you're like hooked up. You're in your home and you're hooked up to like this computer. And or this like almost like the Matrix, except it's like over your eyes and like a head thing, and you're in your mind what you think is your surrogate body, like you have a whole like robotic body, and that body goes out into the world and functions for you. But if you've ever seen that movie, if you haven't, I suggest go watching it. But this is not a pitch for movie podcast, sorry guys. But I'm saying that the surrogates, the robotic people in that movie, they're like faces and all that look like so done up and makeuped, and that's what this dude Rodrigo's face looks like right now. Like just perfect plastic, smooth, just like zero flaws. So, and I don't even think that it just looks amazing. Like his complexion. I don't know if he just like packs on a whole lot of makeup like a lot of people do nowadays, but his skin looks just like the people's surrogates in that movie Surrogate, like their robotic bodies is crazy. But he is very confident and he likes the way he looks, he said. He also said that he idolized Disney princes, and that's what kind of watching Disney and the princes in those movies, that's what he wanted to be when he grew up. He said he aspires to be a Disney prince and he wants a body. Even though the media has dubbed him real life Ken doll, he idolized the Disney princes and their looks, because if you've ever seen any Disney movies, which I'm sure all of us have, the Disney princes have like this amazing body, even like Aladdin being like from the slums and whatever, you know, on the street, he has like this perfect body, and you know, they have these perfect faces and like nice big eyes or whatever. But he said he idolized that, and that's what he wanted to be when he grew up, so that's his goal. But I think that the media dubbing him the real life Ken doll is what kind of transitioned him to look more like the Ken doll, which, you know, you can't be mad. The Ken doll is pretty good looking, I guess, if that's what you're into. So, yeah. And then the last thing he mentioned was that he knows that he gets a lot of attention, good and bad, because of his artificial look, which he recognizes that he does look artificial, like the movie Surrogates. It looks fake, but that's his face. So he recognizes that he gets good and bad attention from his artificial look. And he said, but he finally loves himself, and that's the most important thing of all, which I have to agree with that. If you don't love yourself, then you're not going to be a very happy person. So his, you know, all this doing to yourself because he loves yourself is amazing. And talking about doing things for yourself to love yourself and things like that, with this being the time of year everyone is thinking about gifts and giving, why don't you give yourself the gift of listening? And from Audible. Audible is, they have access to unbeatable selection of audiobooks, such as bestsellers, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs. The list goes on and on. You can listen anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, in the commute, or just being lazy at home, because that's how I would listen to it. But yeah, give yourself the gift of giving. And while you're at it, think about giving the gift of Audible to someone on your list who you feel like shopping for. If you just don't want to shop unless you do want to just shop for yourself, go ahead. For more information. Oh, actually, yeah. For more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Right now, they have a limited time offer where you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. So again, for more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News. Or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more about some weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. My next story for you guys is about a woman who ended up canceling her wedding, and I'm gonna let you guys know why as I go through the story. Okay, so there's no wedding anymore. She ended up canceling it, breaking it off, and how she did this, it already had been broken off, but she went on a rant on social media, and somebody on a website that she went off on this rant about, or maybe like somebody who's seen it, a friend or family member, posted it and reshared it, and it's been viewed a lot of times. So I do want to say that I've never been married, so I don't really know the stress level of planning a wedding. But in all honesty, I don't even think that would be a good reason to go off the way this lady did. It's ridiculous. So the bride goes on social media and begins this novel of a rant, and she starts it off by giving the backstory of how her and her then soon to be husband met. Now, they met when they were 14 years old. They've been together ever since, up until they broke off the wedding. But they met in middle school. They used to hang out together during the summer times at her family's ranch. They lived in a big country area, so kind of small. Everybody knew everybody. Anyway, they were together all throughout high school. According to her, you know, novel that she wrote, her rant, they were strong in high school. Like, their relationship was strong through high school. They both graduated. They both decided to go to community college to begin their degrees. So they both did that. And then they ended up having a baby at 20 years old, or she had a baby at 20 years old. It was his, of course, but 20 years old, they had a baby, and that's when they decided to get married and, like, make it official, I guess, tie the knot. Anyway, so she goes on the backstory. Before she starts this rant, she begins, as she, like, begins the story, she decides to call out, or not really call out, but she kind of badmouths, like, everybody, like her bride, the lady who was supposed to be her bridesmaid, her in-laws, some of her family members, and just kind of calls them horrible names and all this stuff at the beginning. And then she goes into how they met and all this stuff. So anyway, they decide to get married, and she says that her and her fiance at the time ended up saving around $15,000 for their wedding. And she's doing, like, research on the kind of wedding she'd like to have and whatnot, and which I'm sure most brides do. They usually, most brides stay within their budget, but she mentions that her dream wedding cost over $60,000, and her then fiance have only saved up $15,000. Personally, if I was to ever be married, I would do it the cheap way, $50 or however much it costs, go to the courthouse, or what's even cheaper, just say you're married and don't get married at all. I don't know. But yeah, I would just go to the courthouse, save your money. That $15,000 could have got you, like, a down payment on a house, or invest that some other way. Anyway, her dream wedding cost over $60,000. So she writes a list of people she wants to invite. And I think she said that their list was over, like, 200 or so people, around the 200 mark people. And she tells all the invited guests that they can only come to her wedding if they give her a gift. And the only gift she asked for was money. And to be more specific, she said they can only come to her wedding if they give her the gift of $1,500, $1,500 per guest. Are you serious? First of all, I don't know who she thought she was and who she thought she was talking to, because I don't know anybody who would just have $1,500 just laying around and be like, here, I'm just going to give this to you. No. But yeah, that's what she told her guests in the invitations. You can't come to my wedding unless you provide $1,500 for me as a wedding gift. In the rant, she does state that. She says, I made it clear. I told them all I wanted was money and I wanted $1,500. She then says that these people had the nerve to go off on her about this. And she's like, she says, what is $1,000 to $1,500 is not that much. Are you serious? I was like, hold up. Guess it is that much. And you didn't even have enough for your dream wedding, 60K. You only had 15. And, you know, that's two people saving up. You asking each individual person you're inviting to donate or give you $1,500? No. That's a mortgage. That's 2 months' car payments. You know, if these people have kids, they could be getting their kids something else like this. I don't know what to say about this woman. Anyway, she did say that if they RSVP'd, they had to provide a deposit. So crazy to me. Eight people RSVP'd and gave her that deposit. So another thing that really made her super mad was that she says that her bride maid offered to give her $5,000, and her future in-laws, offered to give them $3,000. Her family offered some money. They even started a GoFundMe page. She said they started a GoFundMe page and they only got $250 for it. And she was so upset. She ended up, the bridesmaid, or the maid of honor who offered her $5,000. I don't know if that was true or not, but ended up backing out. She's like, I can't give you that money for your wedding. The then soon-to-be in-laws also backed out and was like, we can't afford that, which is understandable. That is a lot of money. But she goes off on her bride maid for a couple of sentences. This is about a good 10-15 minute rant read if you're reading it, but she goes on for a few sentences bad mouthing her ex-bridesmaid or maid of honor, who was her best friend since like childhood, and calls her like a bunch of horrible names I can't repeat on air, but just horrible. She goes off to call her in-laws horrible names, her friends and family members horrible names. This woman is crazy. But yeah, she then goes on to talk about these 8 people who RSVP'd. And then these 8 people said they didn't want to go because the then fiance was kind of talking to everybody and he was hearing their sides of the story. So they wanted their deposit back. They were like, no, you're not even having the wedding. This isn't going to happen. Just give us our money back. She did not give them their money back. She was like, no, it's a gift. I'm keeping it. She kept those people's money, even though she didn't even have a wedding. Crazy. So then she goes off talking about her then fiance, right? And he, I guess, jokingly said, why don't we just do a Vegas wedding? And she was livid. People, I wish I could give you the link to this so you guys can read it. It was so crazy. She goes off talking about how she's not some, you know, hooker or stripper who just gets married in Vegas or anything like that. And, you know, if that's how he thinks of her and blah, blah, blah. She just goes off anyway. So like I said before, the soon-to-be husband starts talking to the friends and they kind of like get, he kind of feels the same way as them. So they end up breaking off the wedding. She does somewhere throw in there, me and the guy's name are still civil and will still take care of our co-parent civilly, like adults and all this stuff. And she like basically just says how selfish everybody else is because they wouldn't give her $1,500 as a wedding gift to make her. Oh, this was her quote. She said, all I wanted to do was live like a Kardashian for one day and then live the rest of my life as a normal person. What? Chick, are you serious? Like, oh my goodness. If I ever met this chick, I don't even know what I would do. She needs therapy. Entitlement is real, people. If she was calling everybody else selfish because they wouldn't give her $1,500. The quote that she said in there, she was like, seriously, what is $1,000 to $1,500? Clearly not a lot. And within budget. Within whose budget? What? Are you serious? Because it ain't within mine. I wish it was. It will soon to be. But yeah, no, that is not within anybody's budget to just be handing out some anybody just $1,500. No. Then she goes on and on about this rant, how horrible everybody else is. And, you know, she breaks off her engagement and then she says she's basically going off the grid. She's going on a trek in South America for like 2 months and she was gonna delete her Facebook and social media accounts, and then if she decides to join when she comes back, she'll let everybody know by a friend request. Yeah, I don't know how many will accept that friend request, but yeah, that was the one of the craziest things I ever read. I was like, you have the nerve to ask people for $1,500 for your wedding? No. You should have been saved up for that. It's hard for me to accept that parents even have to pay for their kid's wedding. Like, I didn't know that that was in a rule book or what is it? The girl's parents have to pay for a wedding. If you're going to pay for anything, actually, since it's the giving season, why don't you pay for Audible? Audible, it has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including the bestsellers, motivationals, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs. You can listen to these Audibles if you're in the giving mood. Anywhere on the go, at home, in the gym, on your commute, you know what I mean? But right now, there's a limited time offer where you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. So if you're going to give anything, you know, to anybody, give yourself the gift of listening. And while you're at it, if you feel like, you know, you want to give to other people, then give them the gift of Audible to the people on your list of giving. For more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. Again, for more information, go to, audible.com/GSMC Weird News or text GSMC Weird News to 500-500. I'm going to take a quick break after that transition and then I'm going to come back and talk about some more weird news.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. The last story I have is about a crosswalk in Germany. And actually, the town, a German town called Fiedberg. I don't know if I said that right. If I didn't, please somebody help me out. But Feedberg, I'm say Feedberg. I don't know. Anyway, this place has a place called Elvis Presley Square. Now, the reason they have an Elvis Presley Square is because Elvis, while he served, while he was doing, like, serving in the U.S. military, or the U.S. Army more specifically, he served 2 years in this German town. I don't want to butcher the name again, so I'm just going to call it that place in Germany. He served 2 years for the U.S. Army in that place in Germany, where he was stationed from 1958 to 1960. Now, apparently, people there remember him like everybody else, and they really, really like him like everybody else. And because of this, they've installed crossing signals that feature Elvis in his famous dance moves. Crossing signals meaning when you're about to cross the street and there's the hand that tells you, like, don't walk, and then the little man that's walking across the street, or woman, I don't know, the little person that's walking across the street, or just walking for you to go and walk. So those kind of cross lines. A local politician named Marion Gotts said that these signals had to be approved by the local police department, which they were, and they cost, there's actually three of them, there's only three of them on this Elvis Presley Square, there's three of them, and they, the total, I think it was the total cost $1,027 to have them installed, and it's pretty cool because the red don't walk sign is the image of Elvis Presley kind of doing a dance move at the microphone, so he can't move anywhere. He's kind of stopped, get it? And then the walk sign is an image of Elvis Presley doing a dance move, specifically the one, you know, where he's like on his tippy toes and he's kind of like shaking his knees back and forth, or like just shaking them vigorously, like super fast, and he's on his tippy toes. That move is for the walk sign. Or maybe it's just like when he's like on his tippy toes and he's doing that weird walk, like how I showed it in Forrest Gump. Maybe, I don't know. That's what it looked like though. So super cute, nice little tribute to Elvis Presley there. I thought that was kind of crazy to have Elvis crosswalks, but pretty cool at the same time. Weird, but cool. And that is the last of my weird news topics for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Join me next time for more weird news.